check, guys. Have a good day.
Okay. Do you ever say good day when you meet someone?
No, I say good morning. What's the matter? Is it working?
Yeah, it's working. I just was checking because I'd moved the volume when you went up over to the picture. If you chat with somebody at 11 o'clock in the morning and when you're leaving, you'd probably say...
I'd say goodbye.
Okay. And right after supper, that period of the day right after supper, you'd say that's the...
The evening.
Okay. And what do you say if you're leaving somebody's house at night?
Good night.
And if you... if today is Monday, yesterday, well, good grief. Today is Monday, so Sunday was
yesterday.
And if somebody came, let's see, today is Friday, isn't it? If somebody came last Friday, you'd say, oh, he came here
a week ago today.
And if he came a week before that, how would you say that?
2 weeks ago today.
Okay, and if he's going to leave next Friday, you'd say he...
is leaving a week from today.
Okay, and a week after that, you'd say...
2 weeks from today.
Okay, and if somebody came to visit from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say, well, he stayed about...
2 weeks.
What about fortnight? You ever use that?
No, I'm familiar with it. That's 10 days, I think, you know,
okay.
2 weeks.
Would you pronounce it?
Fortnight.
Okay. If today is Friday, Saturday will be?
Tomorrow.
And how do you, if you want to know the time of day, you may ask somebody.
What time is it?
And a watch may be made of maybe a...
gold or platinum or...
okay.
Stainless steel.
Okay. And if it's halfway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, how do you tell somebody that? You say it's...
8:30.
Okay. And if you've been doing something for a long time, to tell somebody that, you might say, oh, I've been doing that for
quite some time, or for a number of years. Or
okay. And talking about time, you might say, talking about the corn here, you might say, well, the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if a child had just had his third birthday, you would say he is
3 years old, and going on four.
Or that's what they would say, wouldn't it? Almost. If something happened on this day last year, you'd say that happened exactly
a year ago today.
And if it's the sun is shining, there are no clouds, what kind of a day would you say it is?
A bright, sunny, cloudless day.
And what about the opposite kind of a day? How would you describe
it? Cold
that?
And dreary and rainy.
Okay. And if it has been very nice, but clouds come and it begins to look a little bit ominous, how would you say the weather is?
Changing, it's from bright and sunny to...
okay. And what do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning in it?
Thunderstorm.
And do you ever have any bad winds around here?
Yeah, we call them tornadoes or windstorms.
Okay, and you might say the wind, what, all night long?
Blew all night long.
And it has...
stop now.
Okay, but if you want to talk about it, for the past several weeks,
it has blown.
Okay.
Blue blown.
Okay, and if the wind is coming, let's see now, is that north? Okay, and if the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is
south.
Okay, and if it's halfway between south and west, you'd call it a
southwest wind.
Okay, and
that's where our rains come from.
Oh, I see. And if it's halfway between south and east,